Oh, we'd have our squabbles among ourselves, and Mama would straighten that out, though. We thought she was a wonderful woman. It was a close family. It really was. We all was a real close family. In every respect.
What about the things you had in the house, you know?
Oh. Well, it would be old antique furniture now, you know, but they had them old time wooden bed, you know, bedstead. Have you ever seen them old wooden bedstead, what they call them? All of it wood, you know, it wasn't these iron bed, nothing like that. And then they had these old time dresses, you know, mirrors.
Yeah. Did you have a room in the house that you would put your clothes in?
Oh, yeah. It had a wire, most of it stretched across the room that we had to hang our suits on, you know, dress clothes, you know, had a place for dress clothes, and then we had in those, well, drawers, you know, in those mirrors, always drawers to put your, you know, all your dress clothes in. And they had an old nigger woman who washed once a week, you know, in those days. But have you ever seen one of those things, washboards?
Yeah.
Well, and a big old black wash pot to heat the water in and put the clothes in there and boil them and then hang them out on dry on the line.
They even made their own soap back in those days, didn't they?
Well, now I can remember that. I just can't remember when they used to make soap out of charcoal. But that was when I was very small. We quit that long after I got up inside. But I can remember my mother making some out of.
Yeah.
But it was just an old typical home. I wish you could see it.
Does this house have a room up under the top of the house? Or?
No, you mean upstairs? No. No, this here, it's just, well, I have two bedrooms, living room in this house, and a dining room and kitchen all combined.
Yeah.
And then a big room for the children. We added on to it, one big room at the back all the way across. When they come, it's four beds in there, two little beds and the one little bed and two big ones there for them. But they're getting big though now. He's a football coach, and that's all he knows, and that's all he teaches me is children. Now, the oldest one soon will be 17 years old, and he weighs 195 pounds. And then he's got twins. I got twins' grandsons, and one of those weighs 210, and one weighs 220, and one of them wears 13 shoes. And they're 16. Now, then the next one came down here and spent the summer with us. He is 13, and he weighs 145. In fact, he weighed over that, but in his class of football, he can't play in over 145, but he'd work and try to keep down under 145 so he can play football.
They all play football, huh?
If he didn't, his daddy'd kill him. Now, that's all they know, is football. Well, they're writing to the oldest son now. LSU correspond with him, trying to get him down there next year. We got a magazine from up there. They send us a magazine. Oh, they really do praise him as a football player, but they ought to. Now, they've been coming here until now. They've just been to Sacramento. This is the second year. They've been in Macomb, Illinois, Nebraska, Sharon, Nebraska, and Milwaukee. He was head coach up at Milwaukee, and Kansas State, and then they went on over. Well, they would come. They wasn't so far from home. They could drive in about 24 hours, you know, coming. And they'd come every summer in Christmas. But now, since they got over there, we haven't seen the summer, one of them this summer. But last Easter, a year ago, since we seen them. Well, last Christmas, my son-in-law did come through. Was going to Florida to make a speech down there, somewhere down there, and I saw him. But anyway, when they get up in the morning, and my daughter, too, I live a mile from the river. And they all, that's the first thing, they run to the river and come back.